Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
There's growing scrutiny in Maryland of the French company bidding for a commuter rail contract there, the same company that won Massachusetts' multi-billion-dollar commuter rail contract in a high-profile bidding war here. But legislation is now working its way through the Maryland government that would bar the firm Keolis from winning the contract there due to the role of its parent company in the Holocaust. WBUR's Jack Lepiarz has the story.
It's been 72 years since Leo Bretholz was forced onto a train outside Paris, headed for the Auschwitz concentration camp in Poland.
They confiscated our belongings. They gave us a slip, and those belongings were enumerated. They told us, you will get it back when you get there. But that never happened. They knew where we were going to get. We were going to be killed.
The 92-year-old Bretholz is one of 76,000 Jews who were deported from France on the French National Railway, or SNCF, during German occupation. He managed to escape the train, something that likely saved his life. Of the 76,000 Jews deported from France, only about 2,000 survived. Bretholz lost 20 family members.
They did everything that's necessary to help the German Nazis to send people to their death. I mean, they offered they organized it, directed it, they enforced it, all by the French.
Now, the company that operated that train is trying to open business in Maryland, where Bretholz has lived since 1947. SNCF is the parent company of Keolis, which is bidding for a $6 billion light rail project. That's prompted Bretholz to start a petition accusing SNCF of willingly collaborating with the Nazis. He's also calling on the company to pay reparations to Holocaust victims.
I have a simple sentence. I want justice to be done. To me, justice means that they should openly declare that they did something wrong.
Some Maryland lawmakers are joining Bretholz's effort. A bill in the state legislature would require SNCF to compensate Holocaust victims before it can win a state contract. That comes 3 years after Maryland passed a law requiring SNCF to publicly acknowledge its actions during German occupation. The company complied, making public more than 1 million documents from its World War II archives. But Alain Leray, president of SNCF America, says his company has come under attack for false reasons.
We were totally under German command. There was absolutely no margin for maneuver, and those who disagreed with the Germans within my organizations, within SNCF, paid it very dearly. More than 2,100 French railroaders were murdered by the Germans.
Leray says he has two perspectives on the controversy over SNCF's role in the Holocaust, one as a company executive and one as a French Jew.
As a French railroader, I'm completely outraged at all the misrepresentation, mischaracterizations that are being spread around right now against the company. As a French Jew, I am appalled because you're taking away responsibility from the Nazis, and that's the beginning of denial.
The debate in Maryland is one that did not surface in Massachusetts when Keolis was bidding for the MBTA commuter rail contract, the largest operating contract in this state's history. But that does not mean the MBTA and local Jewish organizations were not aware of it.
The reality is that there's no way to adequately compensate survivors.
Jeremy Burton is executive director of the Jewish Community Relations Council of Greater Boston. He says those responsible for the Holocaust need to be held accountable, but SNCF's actions don't warrant legislative action.
We felt that the appropriate approach here in Massachusetts was essentially that the MBTA should essentially decide this contract based on what's best for commuters and residents of Massachusetts.
The MBTA ultimately chose Keolis, which is scheduled to take over commuter rail operations here on July 1st. Meantime, France's government, which owns SNCF, has paid reparations to some Jews who were deported, but there's no agreement in place for the country to compensate American victims. That could soon change. Earlier this month, U.S. State Department officials held informal talks with the French government about restitution for Holocaust survivors in the United States. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jack Lepiarz.